AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Defense Secretary Ash Carter showed up unannounced in Baghdad this morning to see for himself how the fight against the Islamic State group is going. Now, Robert Burns is there.
A couple of the key things he said he wanted to focus on were the situation with regard to reconciling between the Sunnis and the Shiites, which the Americans think is at the heart of the problem that created this Islamic State incursion into Iraq.
We don't expect Secretary Carter to announce any big changes in U.S. strategy while he's in Baghdad. Carter's boss, President Obama, leaves for Kenya this evening, the land of his father. And the White House says his plans to attend an international entrepreneurship summit will not change, even though Kenyan aviation authorities release details of his arrival. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
In Kenya, hundreds have been killed by al-Shabaab militants in recent months, including more than 140 at a college campus in April and another dozen just last week. But the White House insists the Secret Service will be able to keep Obama safe. And officials here say there's no reason to change his schedule just because details have leaked out in advance.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump visits the Mexican border today. He's going to be speaking with law enforcement officers there. The black woman whose death in a Texas jail cell has raised suspicions about the official conclusion that she hanged herself told a guard during the booking process that she had tried to kill herself in the past. This is according to the county sheriff, though a spokesman for Sandra Bland's family says they don't have any evidence of that. The DA says, meanwhile, the medical examiner also reached the conclusion that Bland had what appeared to be cutting scars on her arm. She was jailed after a routine traffic stop. This is AP Radio News. We're getting more grim details now of the shooting in Chattanooga that killed five military service members. Here's our Ross Simpson.
20 Marines and two Navy corpsmen were checking their equipment after a training mission when a silver Mustang convertible came barreling through the gates of a reserve center on the banks of the Tennessee River. After plowing his rented car through the gates with Chattanooga police close behind, the gunman got out of the car and stormed into the building. A service member saw him approaching and fired at him. The gunman shot back and proceeded inside, where he fatally shot a corpsman before killing four Marines outside in the motor pool area. The gunman was killed by Chattanooga police when he tried to run back into the building. I'm Ross Simpson.
A British spy's World War II medals have sold at auction for almost $500,000. Violet Szabo was tortured and killed by the Nazis after being captured when she was 23 years old. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.